The countdown is underway to the Oscars, with just over 2 weeks to go until the big night. The Motion Picture Academy announced this week that Daniel Craig and Tina Fey will be among the stars handing out the awards, and Gustavo Dudamel and the LA Phil will perform. But as Hollywood gets ready for its close-up, commentator Joe Matthews says some of the best filmmaking over the past year or so is actually coming out of another city a couple of hundred miles up the road, Oakland. We asked him to explain in this edition of Zocalo's Connecting California.
We're seeing three of the very best films of the last year are set in Oakland, at least a little bit about Oakland, and are made by people from Oakland. And I would argue that given sort of the powers of the narratives they have and what those films accomplished, the Academy hasn't given them their due. The Oscars have snubbed Oakland.
So when you talk about films that are connected in some way to Oakland over the past year, are we talking small budget indie films or what?
We're talking about different kinds of films. Black Panther starts and begins in Oakland. That's not a small budget indie film. It's made by an Oaklander. Ryan Coogler was the director of it. And yes, it's nominated for Best Picture, but Coogler, who pulled this off, it was, you know, really a cultural moment that movie created, isn't nominated. He was actually snubbed before some years ago for his first big film, Fruitvale Station. But then there are two smaller films I think of, Sorry to Bother You and Blindspotting. Very Oakland stories, but get at some big, important ideas about the world. And both of those have been neglected by the Oscars.
So the talent that's creating buzz this year is coming out of Oakland as well, perhaps first and foremost, Mahershala Ali.
That's right. That's sort of the likely nod that Oakland is going to get. That actor who won an Oscar 2 years ago for a role in the film Moonlight seems likely to win, if you believe the Academy prognostications industry, for a role playing the pianist Don Shirley in a film called Green Book. He's born in Oakland. He was actually raised in Hayward, you know, which is neighborly to Oakland. But I think that's about all Oakland is likely to win at this Oscars.
There are some other folks, though, where, you know, people in the know, like yourself, are saying, hey, there's some real talent here. And one of them is a guy by the name of David Diggs.
He's perhaps best known as an actor, singer, rapper, best known for roles of, like, Thomas Jefferson in the musical Hamilton. He's the screenwriter and star of this film Blindspotting, which for my money, I'm not a film critic, I'm a California critic, was the best film I saw. It's about two young men in Oakland. He's an ex-con who's on probation, and they work as movers, and they end up moving a lot of people into their own communities of Oakland. They sort of are witnesses and participants in the gentrification of their own community. And Diggs is terrific in it. The writing's terrific. But I almost think of his pairing with Sorry to Bother You, which is a big satire with kind of a working class comedy with a few kind of weird sci-fi kind of horror film elements to it. Both sort of posit Oakland as this place that's kind of the front lines of defense for a world that is trying to defend itself from the disruptive technologies being produced by people on the other side of the bay.
Now, we should point out that Oakland's connections with the entertainment industry are actually nothing new. There are some very big players over the years who have either come out of Oakland or had some kind of connection to the city. Perhaps first and foremost, Tom Hanks, but you've also got the great director George Stevens, even Clint Eastwood. Why do you think, though, that Oakland is particularly having a moment right now when it comes to being in front of the camera?
I think because when you're making movies or making art, if you're looking for a relatable reality, California doesn't give you as many choices as it used to. San Francisco, which has been a subject of so much cinema, has become a sort of unreal place. The real people have left. It's hard to relate to. It's a very diverse place. It's a place that has a sort of credibility to it. We think of people from there as tough. It's also a place that people know is challenged. It's facing change. And this is an era where we value authenticity a lot. And Oakland, at least for now, feels pretty authentic to us, which is why I suspect you are going to see more movies set there. That 2018 just won't be a one-off or a three-off for big movies with Oakland as a big character.
Joe Matthews is a syndicated columnist with Zocalo Public Square. He'll be back next week. And you are listening to KCRW.